southern countries are more and more involved in this field. The Kingdom of Morocco has a strong proactive policy for renewable energy and energy efficiency at the same time. Both are helping us to reach our objective of CO2 emissions. It's a strategy allowing, of course, the development of renewables, solar, wind and hydro projects, but also very important to, in the strategy, industry integration, job creation, R&D with universities in southern countries. It's a huge opportunity. We're saying that for the southern countries are not responsible of climate change. They're living the climate change. And we can look at this today as opportunity. When we'll have a strategy for renewables, you'll have all the impacts, not only on the social impact or environmental impact, but also economic impact with job creation to lower the energy price today, because what happened in Morocco is we managed to lower the price of renewables with the good governance, with an approach that allows the utilities to have two tenders, to governance, to have different partners. In the public-private partnership, it's the private sector who is investing in renewables in Morocco. And with this private sector, we have the chance to reach today the lowest price for wind, and many development banks helped us to reach this strategy. So we are quite happy about how all the impacts. The wind projects, it's 70% of industry integration. 70% will be built in Morocco. That will show that other African countries should look at renewables, not only for electricity production, but also for job creation, for industry development.
What can you tell me about what's being done to prepare for COP22?
We have a committee dedicated for the COP22. I'm in charge of the public-private partnerships. For all the private companies, for all the public agencies involved, we are having, I think, to show some concrete projects to all over the world. What happened? It will be in Marrakesh. 200 kilometers circle around Marrakesh. You'll have wind parks. You have solar plant, the biggest solar plant in the world. You'll have water management. You'll have green building. You'll have all concrete development projects made in Morocco. And to show that in Africa, we'll have solutions with African partners, with African people. We can show that solar pumping also, for example, in agriculture, all this will show that we'll have opportunity to show concrete projects in this field. And of course, that we're going to reach this objective that was announced in Paris for all countries. It will not be easy for all countries. We need to help those who are really needing some support to help them, because they're suffering much more than others.
Can you give me some more detail about how Morocco specifically is going to benefit from all this and what part it will play?
Morocco wanted to have this COP in Marrakesh. I remind you that COP7 was already in Marrakesh. It was in 2001, and the Clean Development Mechanism was announced during this COP. We believe that we can have also other mechanisms to be implemented during COP22. Morocco is ready for that. We had a COP in Peru last time and in Paris, but we believe that to show that everyone is talking about energy in Africa, everyone is talking about all the impacts on African countries, we need to change that. There is huge opportunity today for electrifying Africa in a good way.
Self-sufficiency within African nations, that's going to be a priority?
It's not only a matter of self-sufficiency. You know, if all the grids are connected in Africa, we can help some African countries can have more potential than others, can just distribute more energy. But we also think about decentralized, how we can use decentralized energy today in Africa. It will be much more economic today as technology is evolving, and we had the chance in Morocco in 15 years to reach from 25% to 99% of our electrification rate. That's something that we managed to do in a way that not only a matter of technology or financing, the right approach, the right governance, the right transparency in the projects, in the tenders. It's very important to have this in mind, and with that we can reach our objective. But I'm sure that during COP22 we'll have a lot of discussions with other partners. We know that other countries that are all producing or having another point of view sometimes, but we are all concerned about this energy transition. More than $300 billion invested in renewables last year. The energy transition is already here, and the Kingdom of Morocco already started this energy transition. So we believe that during COP22 we will talk a lot about that, and we have to look at it as an opportunity for all countries.
Is it significant, you think, that it's being held in an African nation?
It's very important. It's a Moroccan COP, it's an African COP, and we believe that we have some African solutions also for such COP.
So African nations, you think, are looking to play a bigger role on the global stage?
We believe to, and there are a lot of alliances are in discussion between African countries, but we have a lot of projects and opportunities that we can develop. So I'm sure that for Africa, it will be an African COP with a lot of opportunities.